Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The music has fit the mood today. It's a tough one. It is a tough one here. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls here. Your reaction, Blame Game Monday, as the Eagles blow a 21-point lead for the first time and lose a game since Andy Reid's first game as Eagles coach. Hugh, you were on the field for that one. So you're personally responsible for two of these things.
Why'd you do that, Hugh?
I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking.
I did look up your stats in that game this morning just to see if it was your fault. You seem to make a bunch of plays. I can't remember the game. It's a long time ago.
It was a long time.
I would guess it wasn't really your fault.
No, it wasn't mine.
But we can just blame you. Anyway.
But you know, we're a cohesive.
He was doing what it takes to lose.
Yeah. We're a cohesive unit.
Us or the Eagles?
The Eagles.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. We are. We're more than they are. All right. Before we get back to the phone lines, let's go around the NFL yesterday in what was, other than the Eagles game, pretty entertaining Sunday of pro football. And a pretty good week for our guest to take, because I believe a certain someone said Shadur might be the future.
The future.
Well, he won his first start.
Dad was in the building.
Let's hear Shadur. He beat the Raiders.
You know, so a lot of people wanted to see me fail, and it ain't going to happen. You know, it ain't going to happen.
Well, I would.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean pump the brakes a little bit.
One game.
Yeah.
I mean, you did well.
He was 11-20.
I mean, but yeah, I feel him. I feel him on that. He got the win.
Yeah.
You know, Myles Garrett had like, 20 sacks?
Oh, my gosh. They sacked Geno Smith so many times that they fired Chip Kelly immediately after the game.
You're out of here.
But he's been taking a lot. Bags.
Listen, dude, there's been a couple times where I read some story where he changed Ashton Gentry's stance or whatever.
Who, Chip?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time for Chip to just stay in college. Yeah,
what was Chip doing in the NFL again?
I don't know.
Stealing money.
Come on.
Just go back. By the way, Myles Garrett's going to break the sack record. He's going to break Michael Strahan's sack
by
record.
By at least two or three, huh?
It's unbelievable. It's like he just racks up three a week. He was awesome yesterday. Speaking of awesome, more entertaining than I think any of us anticipated. You and I here were watching this during the pregame show yesterday. The Lions-Giants game, which the Lions came back and won, and they needed that game. But the Giants put up a fight, including, if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see this. You're going to hear it here. Jameis Winston playing quarterback these days for the Giants because Dart is hurt, caught a touchdown, and he had some moves on this one.
Another trick play as Olszewski throws. It's caught. Olszewski with the pass.
Whoa!
Into the end zone for a Giants touchdown. Jameis Winston.
That was crazy.
That was like, he caught that at like the 20.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah, and then he stiff-armed the dude a little bit
spun.
And then took it to the house.
Yeah, that was crazy. What do we think in the offseason? Like, Jameis, second tight end here?
Future tight end, bring him to the
birds.
He
said he's going to do whatever he can do to help his team win. He don't want that blocking assignment, though. He ain't going to block nobody.
If we let Goddard walk, I'm just saying.
Our new tight end, Jameis Winston. That was a very entertaining game. All right, the night game last night, not very entertaining. That's because the Rams destroyed the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The more I watch the Rams, the more I watch the Eagles, they just feel like they're pulling away. Now, again.
But they look like they're getting better.
Yeah.
And they're playing better.
The playoffs are a little while away, and last year at this time, I felt the Lions were pulling away, but then they had a million injuries, and then they blew it. So it doesn't mean that January is a foretold story already, but right now, Hugh, the Rams look like the best team.
Yeah, and they've evolved. I think that's the thing that people tend to forget when we look at these teams, man, the evolution of the squad. And they look better than they did when we played them. And unfortunately for us, we're still kind of stuck in mud.
They're just smacking teams.
Yeah.
And what we seem to be going backwards. And they're ascending.
I'm trying to be kind.
You don't have to be kind. You can be real.
We lost to the Cowboys yesterday.
Yeah,
nobody wants to hear kindness
today.
Yeah,
you're right. You don't. You're right.
Yeah. All right. So, a good day for Hugh for guest to take. What was your guest to take, Kyle?
The Chiefs are better than last year.
That was
a big win.
That was a
big win.
Entertaining game right down to the end.
Yeah, that came down to the wire.
Tough day for Hughes. Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs take.
I feel good about that, though.
Well, you should.
How? There's six
and five
because
it was a good game.
I mean, they just beat one of the top teams in the AFC.
Yeah, they was a good
game. Came back.
It was a good game. Yeah, they won by the skin of their teeth. But yeah,
Chiefs at Cowboys actually has some intrigue for Thursday.
I agree, and I wouldn't.
We pulling for the Chiefs?
Yes,
well,
of course.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But
unless you're invested. Hold on.
He was very invested in the stake.
Unless you're invested in the Chiefs missing the playoffs.
I'm not going to do that.
You can't root for the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Cowboy, Doug, please.
I'm not going to do that.
Can't.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
I don't think that's going to be just an easy Chiefs win.
No, well, and what's interesting about it is the Chiefs just went into overtime and have to play on a Thursday. So the same thing for the Lions, right? Two teams that are playing on Thanksgiving just played overtime on a Sunday. That's a quick turnaround.
Can I say something that's probably not the right timing, but it's
oh yeah,
it's,
please.
It's factual.
Sure. What do you got?
Man, Dak a pretty good quarterback, man.
I know. I mean, you had I think anyone that's reasonable about football knows Dak's really good.
Yeah, I mean, and people gave me a lot of heat because he was the number one quarterback last week. Guess what? He probably
So here's my gripe with it.
What's the timing?
Well, 2 weeks in a row, you seem to put the quarterback the Eagles are about to face number one in your power rankings. So are you setting us up for Caleb Williams number one on Wednesday?
You know what's funny?
Just say it.
You know what's funny about that? I'm flattered that y'all think I put that much thought into my quarterback.
You do have a notebook. You have a notebook.
I'm flattered.
Well, God forbid you put out a serious list or, you know.
I am too flattered that y'all think that I was plotting and scheming to put him at top of the list.
Well, all I know is if Caleb Williams is number one, we got a big problem.
Nah, let me see what his QBR was before we get to that.
Yeah, who can Hugh put on his list this week that pisses everybody off?
He could put Dak at number one again.
Well,
definitely not going to do it. I don't know. Dak had a 130-something QBR? Let me see what Caleb.
Dak played well. I mean, I know that was a bad pick in the end zone, but for the most part, Dak gave us problems. He usually does. Down in Dallas, he does. All right, 215-592-9494. What do you got?
Caleb might be in the running.
Stop.
Here we go.
Just saying.
He's going to do it. I know. 3 weeks in a row, he's going to have the Eagles' upcoming opponent quarterback number one.
I'm just saying. I'm just looking
at your Bears, Hugh.
You better lock in because this is a must-win Friday.
Oh, no, it is definitely.
And it's on you if we don't
get
this.
And we
got to
go shopping after this. We want to have a nice shopping time.
I'm not going shopping.
Nope, stop.
We're going shopping.
I'm not going shopping.
Going to the KOP.
Nobody does that anymore.
Yeah, people do go shopping. Have you been to the mall?
In person?
Yeah.
Not on Black Friday, man.
2025?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Black Friday.
No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You're way too antisocial for that.
I'm not going to speak to anybody, but I'm going to go.
I'd be shocked if when the Eagles game ends, you're shopping Black Friday night. You're going to be asleep. It's going to be over at like 6.
That might be lofty.
Yeah, you cooked. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Mike in Newtown, up on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hugh,
yes.
You were very light on your feet. You were a good tap dancer. I'm sure you don't want to give away any inside information you have, but I believe personally that Jalen is definitely a higher on a list of problems with the offense. I feel personally that he comes off as elitist. I don't think a lot of the guys like him. And I think he can't execute plays that they want to call. You can't have a different coordinator every year, every year, every year, and they're always the problem. It just, to me, doesn't make sense that it's always the coordinator. And I don't think they're going to fire Patullo because I don't think Hurts wants him gone, because then if there's an issue again, then who's he going to blame? Who's going to take the heat off of him? That's how I feel about it. What do you think?
Well, I don't know what you're trying to say. I've said what I said about Jalen. Jalen's been to two Super Bowls, right? Jalen has won a lot of football games. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're asking me, has Jalen evolved as a quarterback? Doesn't really look like that's the case when you look at the complexity or the lack thereof of this offense. Now, who is that to blame? I don't know. I can't sit here, and I'm not going to sit here and put that all on Jalen, because I don't think it's all on him. I think that the offensive coordinator is culpable, and I think the head coach is culpable. I think some of the players that he's playing with are culpable as well. There's been times where, you know, you can look at AJ and he looks lackadaisical when he's running his routes. Yep. So it's a whole – it's not – Jalen's not the end-all, the be-all, if that's what you're trying to say. I don't think that's the case.
I'm not saying that. I just feel like – I feel like he is higher up. I think it's more even, let's say, spread out between the three. A lot of people I feel like are totally saying it's nothing to do with Jalen, but I think it is. And you know, I just feel like he's not that he's getting less blame than he should, but I just feel like, you know, we need to also look at, you know, he has to either, you know, step up, like you said, be the leader and take the blame off. Say, look, you know, hey, I'm not executing, I'm not doing it, because he's definitely 100% involved in what the game plan is going to be. There's no way. He's got more power than anybody over there, more than Nick, more than anybody. So
with that, Mike. He knows the game plan. He knows what they're planning to do. He knows it. He's not blind going into Sundays.
Right. And like, just, I don't know. I just feel like there's so many key plays like that sack. I know he was zoned in on AJ, but you got to get rid of that. But you cannot take that sack. It's just certain things. And, like, you know, just, I don't know. I just feel like he doesn't get the ball to the guy over in the middle. It's like, forget it. It's like, you know, it's like the floor is lava when you're a kid. Like, God forbid you throw the ball in the middle of the field. You know, you just don't see it. I don't know.
Yeah, we didn't see. Yeah, we saw it a little bit yesterday, but in general, Mike, good phone call. It's not what he does. Again, there's still a bunch of football left to be played and the postseason, so the story's not written. But I'd be fascinated to have truth serum with Howie to what he thinks of Jalen's season. Because, I mean, you look at some of the numbers, Hugh, updated numbers. I know there's two quarterbacks that have to play tonight. You were mentioning, you know, Bryce Young and Brock Purdy still have to play tonight. But everyone else has played, and we are now about to enter week 13. Here's where Hurts ranks. Yards, 17th. Success rate, 22nd. Yards per attempt, 10th. Yards per completion, 15th. QBR, 14th. Sack percentage, 22nd. Completion percentage, 12th. I mean, he's only top 10 in one thing.
Yeah.
Everything else is teens or 20s.
And that's, like, to me, it's fair to look at Jalen and say, hey, you're a good quarterback. Jalen's history has already been written. Everything that Jalen has accomplished already, you can't take that away from him. And I would never try to do that. I would never try to do that. But when you talk about, to me, the evolution of the quarterback, like and I'll even go as far as say this, if Jalen feels that that Nick is holding him back or Petullo, he needs to say that, because he has that cachet. He has that cachet, if that's the case. But to
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
one-day-only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Say in one breath, the offense looks like it looks because I want it to look that way. And then in the next, say, hey, you got to ask somebody else. Nah, you can't have it both ways.
I just know this. You said his history is what it is, right? Like, he's accomplished a lot.
Yeah, he has.
But what is his future? Like, is this a bad rut because of maybe the coordinator, the O-line, the coach, the schedule? Or is this what he's becoming? Because I've seen enough of Eagles history. No, they're not gonna sit around and watch an offense stink for years on end, right? Mm-hmm. Like maybe one down year. But basically what I'm saying is if the season ends like this with the quarterback, they're either gonna get a new offensive scheme, a new coach, or they're gonna consider drafting a quarterback. The Eagles don't just sit on their hands.
Damn, Joe.
What do you think? Eagles history the last 20 years, when the offense is this bad, what do? They don't bring everyone back.
Yeah. Damn, Joe. The new quarterback. I was reckless. I ain't go there yet, though, but I mean, damn. Okay.
You might as well.
Nah, not there yet.
So if the season ends and they don't get to the Super Bowl, don't get close, and Jalen ends not top 10 in anything, they're just going to be cool with the run it back?
Well, I think
they would consider drafting a quarterback somewhere. Let me say this way. Somewhere in the first couple of days
that would
of the draft.
That would be telling.
Yeah.
I'll say this, and I'm going to say this again. I think that this came at the right time. Unfortunately for us, it feels bad. But you have to do some soul searching because, let's be honest, Eagles fans, we've been talking about this offense being stagnant for weeks, but it really wasn't a big deal because they were winning, right? And so we didn't really care what it looked like, and we defended who we defended, or we threw who we wanted to throw under the bus. But now, everybody in that over there at the NovaCare. Mm. What's that song? That Michael Jackson song, Looking at the Man in the Mirror?
Yes.
Got to look at the man in the mirror. And everybody has something. Uh-huh. Everybody got something to do with this. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. That's what I'm saying, man. This is.
Uh-huh. So I'm happy. But who's the man?
All of them.
But that's men.
Okay, Menzies.
Single someone out, Hugh.
No, it's not.
Who's
it's not
the
about.
Man?
It's just not one about one person. It's not because we've all listen. AJ, we vilified AJ for saying it the way that he said it. Mm-hmm. But AJ been saying for weeks this ain't right. And then Jalen comes back and he says, "Hey, it looked like I wanted to look. Sit your ass down and don't catch any of these passes. don't just run these routes for the love, yeah. for the love of the game."
Yeah, he got a bunch of catches yesterday, yeah. and then it's 40 points. So.
But and now a lot of people say, you know, and there's a narrative out there because I've heard this too. Mm-mm. Oh, it's AJ's fault because we got him involved. And it don't help. I'm not going to lie. It don't help when AJ smiling and
giggling.
I don't
need the giggles after the game.
That didn't help.
There's a time and place for giggles, and that's not it. All right, who deserves more blame for the Eagles' loss yesterday, the coaches or the players? How do you think the voting's going down on this one, Hugh?
The coaches.
72% coaches, 28%
people
players.
People are mad.
Yeah, we should have put Hugh Douglas as one of the options in there.
No, it is funny,
you
would have
got a lot of heat.
Yeah, it's funny, right, because we've been spiraling towards this for weeks.
Yes,
right?
And we've all been trying to say it. But you were like, well, they keep winning.
But they do. And I always said they it's going to be okay until they don't win.
It's okay until it's not okay.
Yes.
And today it's not okay.
Today is not okay.
Mm-mm. Let's go to Frank in Savannah. What's up, Frank?
How you guys doing?
Up,
I actually agree with both of you. The biggest thing to me, though, that was disappointing was Saquon saying they wanted it more. And there's no bigger example than that punt return where we fumbled. Sidney Brown lays somebody out three times. He gets right back up. Sidney Brown stays there, and they recovered the ball. The defense bailed us out, But, like, we didn't want that more. We could have put the nail in the coffin yesterday. The coaches, I mean, you want to talk about scheme, that's one thing. But I was in the Army, you know, you got to be ready for war. You only get 17 of these things. And they didn't do anything. I mean, it's just, they literally got a lead, and then they just let off.
I am, Frank, I agree with you. Yesterday during the game, the first watch of the game, I saw the replay and I saw the guy get knocked down, but I didn't realize till this morning that the same guy that got knocked down three times got up to make that play on Gibson. It showed what Saquon was saying. They wanted it more, Dallas, yesterday.
And that's the kind of team. I'm not saying it's going to happen. In fact, I think that Dallas is going to miss the playoffs.
Me too.
But if heaven forbid somehow they make the playoffs and we see them again, it's like the Mets last year. They know, like, they stole our soul yesterday. It was so embarrassing. I'm a mobile diesel mechanic now. I literally didn't go out to a customer job site today. I rescheduled to next week because I was worried I was going to lose my stuff on them. Like, because he's a Cowboys fan. He flew out there yesterday with 31 dudes on a plane. Really weird. Just dudes. But anyway, it's like, oh, man.
I think you did the right thing today, Frank. A little mental health day. Get yourself back together, Frank. Good phone call. How about that? Frank had to take the day off. I mean, I get it.
Yeah, it's one of them days, man. I mean, you look at it and everybody mad at everybody.
Mostly you.
They can be mad at me.
Yeah, our Twitter question was sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. John in Belmar is up. What's up, John?
Okay. What are we looking at? When we saw that game yesterday, and you saw a team that had no momentum. That game looked like in the first half, the score was going to be 60-10. I mean, they were fumbling. Dallas looked bad, really bad in the first half. I mean, they looked like they were a high school team. Now, how can they come back? You keep talking about the defense. Now, I'm not savvy as some of you guys, but all I know is what I saw, okay? At the end of the season last year, the quarterback got hurt, I believe, and they had this other guy in there. They went right down the field.
Tanner McKee.
Okay? Tanner McKee. Hugh calls him the future.
Okay. Okay, now,
so messy.
Now in the preseason, now, you know, they're going to play second stringers and all that kind of stuff. But he's a tall guy and this and that and the other, and it looks like he hits the open receivers. I mean, now, and he's not the athlete that Hurts is. There's no Hurts is a great athlete. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's no question about it. But being an athlete and a quarterback is, you know, there's some other things that have to go along with it. Now, when all this stuff is going on, and you see, and one of you guys mentioned the Phillies, these are on. You mentioned you saw the same thing all season and was never corrected. Now, there's no question they're not going to go anywhere. You're playing to get the Super Bowl. That's the whole thing.
Yep.
But they gotta go with something. I mean, it's even the coordinator, this and that and the other. They gotta go with it. The guy's not. Let's see what happens. Now, I might be wrong. All I know is what I saw last year, the end of the season, and I saw some preseason, and I know that they're playing second string, this and that and the other. But and also, I think we got some great receivers. That kid is as skinny as a rail. He is.
Oh my gosh, that catch was awesome. He is a tremendous. John, listen.
He's unbelievable.
He is. He's great. Yeah.
You just got to pray with the way he's built that somebody don't break him in half because he don't have much. He looks like he's a railbird running out there. But I'm telling you, with these kind of guys, they talk about Brown. People want Brown. He's no loser. I mean, you got to see, and what has to do with the quarterback.
Well, I mean, John, listen.
And you know, sometimes when you're on the bench, now I played, I didn't play, I played semi-pro, but it's that. I'm 86 years old, okay? Mm-hmm. But they had momentum, they had everything, and you know, I'm telling you, when my half was over, I mean, I didn't see every minute. But it looked like it wasn't even going to be worth it watching the second half.
Well, it wasn't. I mean, John, actually, it was worse than you could even imagine. John, good phone call. All right, 1:20 on Monday, our first Start McKee phone call.
No, that ain't going to happen unless Jalen get hurt. You're not going to do that, man. You're not going to, you know, no, you're not going to do that.
You said he was the future.
I said that years ago.
It was last year.
Okay, so that now is the future then.
The future's arrived.
Nah. You don't do that. Like,
what did you mean by the future?
Like he's gonna have an opportunity to play. I thought, you know, to
but
be
Keon
honest,
and him are like the same age.
I thought something that tells me he was going to be, you know, I thought we was gonna get a first round draft pick for him from
the
Saints.
Well, you wanted the ninth overall pick.
Yeah, I wanted that pick. Was they, didn't,
little,
they didn't. Believe
a little heavy.
They didn't. Believe. But because if you go to Tanner, ain't no coming back.
Ain't no coming back.
You ain't about to, all that money that Jalen make. You ain't about to do it.
I'm going
to
throw a question at you guys. Which of these two scenarios have you wondered privately more about? Again, this is just
privately.
Just
why are you asking me about I'm doing in my private
this
time?
This is just between the three of us, okay? Just between the three of us. What have you wondered more about privately? What the offense would look like if Tanner was in? Or what the run game would look like if they gave Tank Bigsby the football?
Oh, no, neither one.
Stop. This is just between us.
No, Hugh.
Come on. This is a private conversation.
No, you know.
Safe space.
Can I? I've
wondered.
Since we're being honest,
I'll answer. I've wondered the Tank thing recently. I keep wondering.
No, Tank, because Blue Jeans put that in your head, man. Blue Jeans came in here and was putting that in people's head.
8 yards a carry. Yesterday, they can't run the football.
Forever he gets Blue Jeans.
Whatever. Blue Jeans or not, it's there. It's. How do you not think about
Blue
it?
Blue Jeans or not.
Which is your answer? Which do you think about more?
It was neither one of them.
Oh, you're lying.
It wasn't.
You forgot this is a private conversation.
No. I know it's not a private conversation.
Mics are off.
Can I just be honest?
No one hears this. Odyssey app, all that stuff's
I'm going to get some heat for this, but you know, I got broad ass shoulders. I don't care nothing about it. You know the one that I thought that I wouldn't mind seeing with this talent?
Oh, boy.
Dak.
Oh, my gosh. You took my scenarios and you made it worse.
No. You asked the question. No,
I did it now.
No. Sit. Listen. Hear me out.
So you're privately wondering what Dak would look like in an Eagles uniform.
I looked. I was like, damn, Dak. Like, no. The reality is this. Look it up. Dak statistically is the best quarterback that the Dallas Cowboys have ever had.
Dak's good. Yeah.
That's a fact. The best.
Wow.
The best.
You're messy today.
Super.
Oh my God.
And I was wondering. I'm like, damn. Dak took that group. Like, George Pickens was on his route to AB. He was on the AB train. He was on the Antonio Brown train. That's why they got rid of him. That's why they got rid of him. Think about it.
All pro. I know he's going to be an all pro.
Dak, I would, like, listen, it's not going to happen. Yeah, but when I was recklessly speculating.
This guy took a simple question and somehow you poured, I came up with a messy question and you poured gasoline on it.
You asked me, because you caught me a liar. You know I wasn't lying. I just told you my scenario.
You had a different reckless
thought. Yeah, I was just like, damn.
All right, Kyle, you could react to his or mine. All right, which one have you thought about more, Tanner or Tank?
Yesterday, the tank won big time.
Privately thinking a lot about Tank. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, guys. I am. Saquon is getting hit behind the line every time. Yeah. Tank comes in, it's 8 yards.
Yeah, Saquon looks really bad.
It does.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we have a running back controversy, but I know when one guy comes in, he runs fast and gets 8 yards, and the other guy...
One guy comes in and he runs fast.
And the other guy falls down. I mean, that's what I'm seeing.
It's that want to.
I don't know what it is, but I need more yards. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, coming up, you people, some more phone calls here. Plus a moment from Saquon's post-game availability that sums up the game quite perfectly yesterday. That's next. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group build, add your pick, then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you can lock in the group parlay with your own funds because football is better when it's played and bet together. To make it even better, everyone gets a 50% prop boost to use on their build. All right, give me in the first game a Jahmyr Gibbs touchdown and in game number two, let's go with George Pickett. So grab the crew, start your build, and get on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. Play FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sports with the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Not this melancholy song.
Yeah, we haven't been here with this darkness in a while. It's been a while. And yesterday felt that way.
Well, I tell you, there's a whole meltdown going on in Philadelphia right now.
Of course, we blew a 21-0 lead to the Cowboys. Must win of all must wins Friday against the Chicago Bears with Caleb Williams, who's probably going to be like number one on Hugh's quarterback list Wednesday.
Which many are calling the Fraud Bowl.
Yeah, it's catching on.
Friday Fraud Bowl.
I don't think nobody calling it that. I think Kyle trying to.
Everybody's calling it.
It's the loser leaves here, mm-hmm. the biggest fraud in the NFL.
Well, we better not be.
Not frauds.
Well, what if we lose the Bears?
It's going to be a tough week, and we will endure.
You know we're coming in with the F word.
I mean, we're just opening with the F word. Kyle's going to have to dump over and over on Monday. If they're going to beat the Bears.
We will endure.
I think, yeah.
You're certain about that?
Yes. This fan base is although we're upset today, we're very, very resilient.
I'm not certain today. By Friday, I might get there.
Somebody
I'm not certain
already
today.
Told me they want me to go back to Atlanta.
Well, that's, yeah.
I already told them if only they helped me pack.
It's not been a good day for you in the chat.
No,
I don't care.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine it was. All right. Not everyone, well, I should say this. Everyone was properly not locked in yesterday, including in the postgame. Let's hear Saquon Barkley trying to answer questions, and someone in the assembled media obviously forgot where they were.
Sustained drives. What can you attribute to what's going on this season?
Damn.
His reaction's great.
That is not that's when you got to check your draws, don't you? You got to check them draws after that one, because that you squeaked that one out.
Whoa.
That took a little bit of effort.
Can we hear it again, just in case people missed what they were listening for? This is Saquon media availability yesterday. And it certainly sounds like someone again forgot where they were.
When you guys have had leads, the running game hasn't been able to kind of sustain drives. What can you attribute to what's going on this season?
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
That sounded like it hurt.
That's what I'm saying. You got to check your drawers after that one, dog.
It's a luxury. That's a heel. That heel's going to stay there.
It's not a fart. Did not fart. I know you like to compare and contrast that, but didn't fart. You laughing mighty hard, Joe. That ain't funny. That ain't funny because it didn't happen. It's not that funny.
It's just funny how defensive you get every time we play.
I don't get defensive. I'm just saying it didn't happen.
You get pretty defensive for a guy who says it didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
The Saquon situation clearly did happen yesterday. Has this happened more recently? It's happening a lot lately. We had a Phillies one a few months ago. What is going on?
People aren't being a holder. I guess they've heard that you gotta, can't hold those things. You gotta let them go.
Just feel
but that
like
one feels like you might have
be a pro.
You might have wet your pants a little bit. That must sound a little wet.
Man.
That was nasty.
Well, you know, in order to get Insider of the Year, maybe one of the other beat reporters can find out who did that. Like, if Elliot comes in here with the name on that one, that could boost him up the list. Crazy.
Or if it was Elliot.
Well, that could have been Elliot. I didn't think about that. Mark in Jersey is up on WIP. He's got a lot of gripes right now. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Mark.
All right, I'm going to get right to it. Mm-hmm. Hugh, you are out of line, man. You are out of line, and I'm going to tell you why. Okay? First of all, everybody knows that the O-line has been destroyed this year. They've been terrible. Barkley has been stinking it up every week for like 10 weeks straight. And you just gloss over it and go right for Jalen. That is wrong. Let me tell
first
you something
of all, Mark,
about Jalen.
Listen, let me stop you right there. Mark, I'm on the air for 4 hours every day. Please don't relegate me to a second or a half an hour clip that you heard me say. I said there's a lot of blame to go around. But this is what I said about Jalen that you might have missed. You can't be a selective leader. And that's what Jalen Hurts was. When I went after Jalen, that's exactly what I was talking about. When everything was going well, Jalen was cool talking about the offense looks the way that I want it to look. Do you remember that statement that he made? And he was out there winning games? So then yesterday, when he was asked that same statement, what about the offense, he put it on KP. You can finish now. But I just wanted to clear that up because the one thing you're not going to do is just relegate me to like a snippet of what I said. I do a show for 4 hours every day. So now you can speak. The floor is yours.
Go ahead. Now, this is true, but we're talking about a guy who was the leader of our team not 5 years ago. He just won the Super Bowl MVP. Okay? Is it safe to say that the Rams are a good team? Is it safe to say?
Yes, it is.
They look like the best team.
Okay. Is it safe to say that Matthew Stafford is probably going to win the MVP this year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's got like 28 touchdowns and no picks in his last 7 games. He's been unreal.
Exactly. And the last time Jalen threw a pick, I think Obama was in office, for God's sakes, okay?
Oh, he has,
but check this out.
He doesn't have 28 touchdowns without a pick in the last 7 weeks. But, yeah, he hasn't thrown picks.
Exactly. Well, why is it that every time he's the quarterback of the Eagles and we play the Rams, over the last 2 years, they played 4 times, Jalen whoops them every time. And don't give me that team, okay?
Hold on. In the second game last year, the playoff game, you think Jalen whooped Matthew Stafford? Like, those two guys, Jalen whooped him?
Let me finish.
He had a great run for a touchdown to start the game. It was an excellent run.
Yeah, that set the tone, Joe. That set the tone.
He took seven sacks and a safety. A safety!
Oh, my goodness.
In a playoff game.
It was snowing outside.
I forgot the Rams didn't play in the snow. Yeah.
Yeah, you're giving.
I mean, Mark, this is what. No, time out. This is what frustrates me, and I like your calls. The inability to have a straight conversation about Jalen Hurts. Don't give me like. Obviously, Matthew Stafford's better than Jalen Hurts. You know this. I know this. Everyone in the NFL knows this. This is not a question. It's not even a question. Jalen Hurts is not as good as Matthew Stafford. He hasn't been the entire season. Stafford's probably going to win the MVP. I don't even think Jalen's going to get a vote.
He never was ever.
I mean, come on. I mean, like, Mark, you know this. So, like, to use that as your angle doesn't even make any sense. Mark, you know Jalen's not as good as Matthew Stafford.
You guys are statisticians. I'm just giving you the stats.
No. How about my eyes? How about eyes?
Why do you guys keep cutting me off?
Because you're saying nonsense, Mark.
No, because it bothers you because it's the truth.
The truth. I like the truth. Nonsense, I can't do nonsense.
Okay, let me ask you one question. Okay. Is it safe to say that Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Matthew Stafford, and Pat Mahomes are probably the best quarterbacks in the league over the last 4 years?
Sure.
Can you please tell me that?
Sure, yes.
Why, over the last 10 times that Jalen Hurts is the quarterback, he beat those fools?
Oh, yep.
He beat
Mahomes. They're playing tennis.
3 times in a row.
Okay.
He beat Stafford 4 times in a row.
Mark, let's do it. Mark, all right, let's do it. I'll play your game. Let's do your logic.
It can't be a
coincidence. Mark, you know what
can't be a coincidence.
You know what must have not been a coincidence either? It must have been not a coincidence. Because now, Mark, you would say, right, Eli Manning is clearly better than Tom Brady. Right, Mark?
Yes.
What?
No, not that. Well, by your logic.
Hold on. For a 4-year span, he beat him twice in the Super Bowl and beat him in the regular season. But Mark,
he also led the league in interceptions, but all
you need is that cuts the logic out. Head to head is not logic. That's not how quarterbacks are determined, Mark. And I use a very extreme example because no one with a brain would think Eli Manning is in Tom Brady's class. He beat him. Joe Flacco used to beat Tom Brady. He beat him in the playoffs twice in Foxborough. Joe Flacco's not in Tom Brady's class. Like, what are you talking about, man? Like, they didn't score for 41 minutes yesterday, and you want to use 2 years ago against Josh Allen. I don't care. What are you talking about?
It's recent history. The bottom line is the O-line is not doing their thing. Barkley is not doing his thing because of the O-line. You ever notice how Barkley, when he gets the ball and he's running, it's almost like he knows it's not going to work. But he's got that pep in his step when he catches the ball out of the backfield to pass.
Well, he's in open
space.
Yeah, sure.
And he looks really good. That just goes to show you that he doesn't believe in the philosophy. It's this Petullo guy. You guys got to get off of Jalen. Jalen's the only reason that we're in most of these games.
Oh,
it's
stop.
Ridiculous
oh,
how
my
you come
God,
at him.
Mark.
It's ridiculous.
He was, the only reason they were in the Green Bay game. They scored 10 points, Mark.
No, you know, like, let me ask you a question, Mark. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
So since Jalen's a part of the team, right, and if he falls in lockstep with everything that they're doing when it's going well, is he culpable when it goes wrong?
Absolutely.
So that's exactly what I'm talking about, Mark. So what are you talking about? You're making it sound like I'm picking on Jalen solely.
But you guys are making it seem he can't get the job done, and I'm showing you that he's got. What's
nobody saying.
What
did Jalen say a few weeks ago? This offense looks the way he wants it to look. Correct? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So, okay, so it looked bad yesterday. So that's not on Jalen?
But it's looked good for the last 27 games.
No, it hasn't.
It's looked good for 27 games.
No, it hasn't. I asked you a question.
Mark, do you have eyes? How does this offense look good for 27 games?
I'm not arguing whether it looked good or not.
Did he play well last night?
Mark.
Did he play well last night?
Mark.
No, not really.
See, and that's ridiculous because he did play well. He didn't turn the ball over. He scored a touchdown on the ground. He scored a touchdown in the air. And you guys just keep moving the goalposts. He threw for almost 280 yards. He had no turnovers. And you guys just keep moving the goalposts.
They didn't score a point for 41 minutes.
I mean, do you really believe Dak is a better quarterback than Jalen? Are you kidding me?
Well, he obviously.
Are you kidding me?
Mark,
turnover.
This year, who's played better?
He had 3 turnovers
yesterday.
Oh, my God.
This year, who played better?
Any year, he comes up short.
Mark,
are you kidding me?
Well, you know what? I actually have empathy for the people who have decided quarterbacks are the sole reason you win and lose football games because you don't understand the sport. Like, I actually empathize with you. If you just think winning and losing is the only thing that you judge a quarterback on, you're lost. Like, then what is the point of all this? Just say Joe Flacco, Eli Manning, Nick Foles. Like, guys, we have eyes, too.
Are the Eagles playing the Bears next week, or is it Jalen Hurts versus Caleb Williams?
I don't know. Like, it's you can say maybe Jalen's getting too much flack from whoever you want to today. That's fine. And I think the coaches were the most responsible for yesterday, by the way, Mark. The coaches. That's what I said today. But the idea that, like, we just base everything on who the W next to the quarterback's name, it doesn't even make any sense. Jimmy Garoppolo once won an NFC championship game with, like, 6 completions in a game.
Yeah, he got replaced.
And you realize who he was going up against that day. It was Aaron Rodgers. So Jimmy Garoppolo is better than Aaron Rodgers? Like, do you guys hear yourselves?
I mean, and this has happened before, but I feel like Jalen's more of an accomplished quarterback than those guys that you're mentioning. He is, for whatever reason.
But the logic is still out of whack. Like
as far as
well, Jimmy Garoppolo beat Aaron Rodgers twice in the playoffs. Jimmy Garoppolo can't hold a candle to Aaron Rodgers, right? His team was better. Like this whole thing that he beats him head to head, it's like, can we grow up?
Yeah, but Eli did beat Tom Brady.
But is he better?
Back to back, you're going to the Hall of Fame.
But is he better?
Dancing around the question.
Is he better?
Because you know the answer.
Well, both of them are going to be Hall of Famers.
So what?
Dan Marino's a Hall of Famer.
Okay. Yeah, right. So there's levels to the Hall of Fame, right?
Warren Moon. I'm just saying he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Okay, but Jaylen, you're avoiding the question.
I'm just saying if Jalen goes. Uh-huh. No, I'm just saying. I'm not saying that you're wrong.
Okay.
But the reality is that Jalen has put together a resume up until this point that could potentially be Hall of Fame worthy.
Well, I know, but you say they're both Hall of Famers. What if I did that for All-Stars? Alec Bohm and Shohei Ohtani are both All-Stars.
I'm just saying, dog. All-Star's All-Star.
No, it's not. I mean, no.
Kind of is. I mean, because when you put that jacket on, it's just you put the jacket on.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you can argue who is better at what. They both got jackets.
This is your fault.
No, I'm just saying.
I was comfortable today cooking the coaches, and then you got on Jalen.
Listen.
And the Jalen defenders come out, and now I'm losing it.
Listen, this is not a black or white thing. These are shades of gray, and I have to point that out. Jalen, to me, he's not as culpable, but he's a part of the issue, yeah. And I said it, and I've been saying it all day, and I stand on that.
Mm. Well, that's fine. I mean, I appreciate you standing on business. I'm just saying I got to get fired up because Mark just is.
Yeah, Mark.
He's in outer space.
Mark heard one thing and then just went off on everybody. Mark, don't be doing that. That ain't cool.
Yeah, and everyone in the YouTube chat's like, cook, Mark.
Yeah, cook, Mark.
These idiots.
Can we hear, by the way, can we hear from you people, see what they're up to today? Let's do that.
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
I mean, and this is what the Eagles have done to us. There were so many Cowboys fans in the chat.
Oh!
So many Cowboys fans doing the We Dem Boys stuff.
They came out of the woodwork. Yeah. You know how it makes you feel.
It's been a while, man, but... You know, that it was that kind of loss.
I need the Chiefs to beat him by two touchdowns on Thursday.
I know. So we have a little bit of a situation here. Somebody either impersonating or it's the real Paul Jalovitz.
In the chat?
In the chat.
Oh, what?
And the only reason...
Can't you tell based on how he what he says?
Here's the thing. He was quoting Bear Bryant, which feels like a jolly thing to do.
It does.
But a lot of the other comments, not very Paul's-like, so...
Yeah, I feel like if we study Paul's tweets, you kind of have a sense of how Paul types things
but
out.
But the Bear Bryant quotes were.
I know.
That's right out of
the. So we have a jolly impersonator. We have a Hugh impersonator down in Delaware, and now a jolly impersonator in the chat.
Okay. The Hugh impersonator is sitting amongst us.
What are you talking about?
Well, you.
What do you mean?
I got my eye on
me? What am I impersonating? Listen, I speak my mind. And that's what I'm feeling.
Well, sometimes.
All the time.
You tap dance around that.
Well, sometimes
I reckon.
Because I'm recklessly speculate.
You did tap dance around that one, but yet you were willing to just throw out there. And again, it was just us, so no one heard it. But that you thought about what Dak would look like in this offense.
It's a lot of selective recklessly speculating.
Because Dak took that ragtag group of misfits yesterday, and he played pretty good. I just kind of wonder.
I mean, Dak's good. I mean, I know that.
Dak is the best quarterback. In the Dallas Cowboys. Think about that for a minute. Like, he's the best quarterback.
He has the most passing yards ever. He passed Romo.
Like, he's the best quarterback.
Yeah. All right. All three of you zeros need to be fired.
I get it today.
Well, we didn't even... What did we do?
Well, we blame someone.
God forbid.
I mean, isn't that what you do after a loss like that? Someone needs to take accountability around here.
Accountability? I take accountability every day.
Well, sure. I don't know about that.
Every day.
So that's a lie.
Speaking of, take it back, Joe.
Take it back, just like that.
Take what back?
They want the NFC East is over.
Oh, stop being a coward. The Cowboys are not going to win the NFC East.
We knew that this loss was a possibility.
Sure. I said it on Friday.
I didn't think it was a possibility.
Well, I tried to tell you for four hours on Friday. It's a trap game.
Yeah, me too.
No,
before Friday. I'm not taking it back. We did this with the Phillies. I remember, people just need to grow, have a spine. Like,
you was about to say grow a pair.
Just have a spine. It'll be fine.
Who cares what Kyle has to say about anything?
I care.
Thank you.
We care. We ask his opinion.
Yep. Kyle's the only one with a brain on this show.
I like you put those back
to back.
Just evening it out for yourself.
Yep. We'll tip this one the other way. Mm-hmm. You know, the mustache after a loss bothers me a lot more.
Everything bothers everybody.
New rule.
Everybody.
You have to shave if they lose a game.
I like that it hits people differently on different days.
Like that dumb mustache.
Depending on the mood. Yeah. Like, damn it. They won the Super Bowl last season. They're going to be fine. That was out of the Hugh Douglas playbook.
They are the class of the NFC right now.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They're behind the Rams in the standings. So what makes them the class? Last year?
Because they won it.
Last year.
Hey, Joe, it's no easy way out. Ain't no shortcut home,
That's
dog.
True. I agree with that.
Yeah, you're not getting that music today, buddy.
It's no easy way out, dog.
Coping.
We're going to be all right. We're going to be
coping.
Mark my words, the Eagles will win two more games at most this season.
Well, that seems a little bit ridiculous.
Said Mark his words.
Okay. They have the Raiders at home. They get the Commanders at home.
Okay.
Those are two games.
Who's calling plays Friday, though? That's the bigger question.
You want to go give it a try?
You know, if I ran the plays, I could probably run the plays. I could do that. In my limited knowledge of offensive schematically, how it schematically works, yeah.
I think tomorrow we might have to unpack who should call the plays on Friday.
I'm going to throw my name in
there. We got Petullo, Sirianni, Jalen.
Well, so hold on. Was Jalen calling the plays for the first 21 points and then gave it back to Petullo?
Absolutely. That's what I think.
Hugh?
See, I don't know.
Hey, Hugh?
I mean, I don't know. I hear you. I don't know. That's a tough one because it looked like they were doing what they want to do in the first half. And then all of a sudden, it just went cold.
Yeah, maybe the offense is just inconsistent. Has been a lot.
Yeah, that's it. And how do you keep it consistent? How do you keep it fresh?
Well, that's the question.
Hugh Douglas is becoming the number one Jalen hater at WIP. Petullo is in his pockets.
Whoa!
I mean, I'll let y'all slide with that one because it's Monday.
I do think that the reckless Dak. What would Dak look like in an Eagles uniform?
That was a lot.
You may have jumped the shark to the. You might be there.
No, you asked me.
I asked you a specific question. Yes, you took your own.
And I told you not. I don't think about that. I thought about that yesterday, though. I just wondered.
It's like you were like the two controversial things you brought up. I think of one worse.
But see, here's the thing. When I say that, that's not me. Because people have selective hearing. It's not me bashing Jalen. That's just me wondering. I don't know what this offense looks like with Jalen not at the helm. Does anybody else?
Well, because we haven't seen it.
That's what I'm saying. So yet. I'm not going to be ashamed to guess what it would look like if somebody else was running it, everybody else has done it.
You better be ready for the backlash then.
No, but here's the thing. I sit there and I recklessly hear people talk all day, and they always complain about Jalen, but until somebody says it, they get upset.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But they always – and he won – I know he won a Super Bowl. I know that.
Well, that sounds it's out of your excuse play.
No, but I'm just saying – but the Super Bowl is a big deal. I mean, it is what it is, and he played well.
It is a big
deal.
Not today, though.
But here's the thing. This is what irritates me is because when Jalen has a bad game where he's playing bad, people will say it when it's in the game. But when the outcome is they win, it all goes away. I just say it all the time. I'm not a sheep or a pigeon or whatever you want to call it. Whatever they call it. Sheep.
I like pigeon.
All right, one more quick one here. Wow, that game looks like it took a few years off of Hugh's life.
I think he looks the same.
I agree.
I think he looked the same as he did a couple days ago.
It might have taken a few years off mine.
No, yeah, that's a good one.
It was gross. I mean, and it was like it was so drawn out. Like, it's one thing to collapse in like a 10-minute span. They collapse over 2 hours. It was a long, drawn out.
Don't be surprised if by the end of the season, the stash is gray.
Yeah.
That's probably why I got these damn gray hairs now.
Okay, that's enough for us today. We're sorry we didn't get to everyone on the phone lines, but it got busy. You guys have a great rest of your day. You can vent with the afternoon show. They're up from Chickies. Hugh, tonight you'll be on the Players Lounge?
Yes.
7 o'clock?
Probably won't have a player, though. Well, can't see anybody coming.
Well, I hope you do, because I need them to explain those unscouted looks. What are the coaches doing? All right, afternoon show is next. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.